Girls Gone Boss is the driven woman's guide to love, life, and business. Hosted by the entrepreneur and music industry veteran, Gabby Ortega. Her network gathers an array of women from various industries who exemplify strength and tenacity. Every conversation will inspire the boss in you. Welcome to Girls Gone Boss.
Welcome to a new episode of Girls Gone Boss. I am so excited. This is a new chapter for me. It's season 6, and I'm here as your host, Gabby Ortega. Many of you know that have been following us. We were 2, and now we're down to 1. So it's been a little nerve-wracking to get this, let's say, party started. But I'm here, and I'm excited because I've partnered with one of my dear friends who has a space here in Miami that it really resonates with what Girls Gone Boss is about. Girls Gone Boss is about really living an intentional life and going for your dreams and also doing it with pride and confidence and also with the idea that you want to help the next person that's coming. So Mindful Music Lab is where we're hosting this season 6, and we're more than excited to be here because just the moment you walk into the space, it brings you joy, calm, peace, and it just gets your creative juices going. So I'm excited to be here with my friend and co-founder who I told her that this first episode, I wanted to make sure we were going to create the intent of what this season is about. And this season is about purpose. This season is about helping, building community. I want to talk not only to women that are exceptional in what they do, but also to men who are allies to women. So it's going to change up a little bit, but the conversation is still going to be about how can you go to that next level and how can you create the life that you want to live and create it with purpose and intention.
I love it.
And with that said, welcome to season 6, guys.
Woo!
Woo! It's happening. And even though it's been nerve-wracking, I'm a busy person. I work in the music business and I do tons of things. I travel. But I knew that this was important to me. I knew it was important for the community. And so I'm here. I've made it. You know, sometimes we kind of bring on, like, when it's a lot of, I wanted to do 6 episodes. And I was like, oh, my God, how am I going to do that? So you know what? I said, let's start with one. Let's record one. So if you're out there thinking of a project, start step by step. It doesn't have to be all at once. So welcome, Brittany Berger, to
the podcast. So happy to be here.
First of all,
I love you.
I want you to intro yourself. And we've talked before. She was one of my first of many, how many episodes we have. Tell us about you, what you've been up to.
Oh my gosh. My first podcast episode ever was with my darling Gabby. And now we're here and I can't believe it. What have we been up to since my book 25 and Selfish, I know. 6 years ago, taking a huge chance on myself then and deciding I wanted to take another chance on myself now with another purpose and knowing that in life you can have multiple purposes depending on where you are in your journey and what version you are of yourself throughout that. So I founded the Mindful Music Lab, and it is a recording studio as well as a mindfulness spiritual space. And we have many different purposes here of healing the mental health of the music industry, raising awareness, as well as in the sports industry, and creating a larger conscious community within men and women for individuals who just want to heal, and having a space to do it where you feel free and there's no judgment and you can just be yourself and take your shoes off and really feel connected. And if you need that hype woman, person, or just friend that you just need an energetic hug, this is the place to do it and create and heal your human side before whatever creative process you're jumping into, whether that is music, whether that is an idea, whether that is podcast filming, or just trying to find out what you want to do with your life and what inspires you.
You're definitely my hype woman. And the hype woman she's talking about is herself, because anybody walks into this room, into this space, and is greeted by this array of sunshine that is Brittany. Where do you get that energy from, and how do you live every day as if like life is great all the time?
I had to program my brain to want better for myself. And I realize it's so funny because when we think about the beginning of positive thinking for me, I know that that was my book. I know that when I was writing it, I needed to be extremely vulnerable because that's how you're relatable with your audience and people who are, how you change lives is by trying to find and relate to somebody else's perspective, even if you haven't lived their experience. And so I feel like I've always just been really observant and an empath and reminding myself that I don't have to rush. I can be present. I don't have to think negative thoughts. I can shift them to be positive. Instead of saying I need this or I want this or this will happen at some point, I say that I am, or I am motivated. I am working on this. I am abundant, prosperous, positive, loving, healed, whatever it is to get me there. And it automatically feels better. And it always starts with an intention of the day. So I feel like, I know that people in my life said that I've always been this way, but I think I never knew or noticed it. And then when people would remind me, I wasn't able to receive, which is this new thing that I'm learning and I'm receiving these days. It's really beautiful. But living in this human being experience of our mind, I just want better for myself. And I know that if I make sure that I'm mentally okay and I prioritize what my needs are to feel really good, that automatically ripple effects to everybody around me. And so trying to shift your mindset and help everybody else's mindset and let them see themselves and their true selves and where their self-love lies within them, even when it's clouded based on exterior situations and people. And we just have to tune in to what really feels good and follow what your intuition is saying, your internal compass. Let that be your guide.
And how do you kind of know when it's your internal compass?
So it's what brings you joy, what doesn't, what feels good, what doesn't. So if you're like invited somewhere and maybe you don't want to go, or there's an energy that comes and you meet someone and it just feels really sticky, like your stomach starts to hurt, it feels like a red flag, that's a no. I had someone tell me once, or maybe I heard it on a podcast or an article, that if you're going into something and you have even a small percentage of doubt, it needs to go off like an alarm, because when something is like a synchronicity and it's meant to be, it will feel like in alignment. It feels right. You feel joy. And
it feels easy.
It feels easy.
Right.
And not saying that fear isn't a part of that, because I always say we wouldn't have courage or bravery without fear. So you have to be a little afraid sometimes, knowing that when you push yourself, you still have to say, is this still in my best interest and for the best interest of the collective or whatever idea you're moving forward with or that thought? And I know that I've had that many times where I would also listen to other people's opinions just to see. Like, I always want to know, is someone going to have a better idea or a better feeling than I initially have, to see if they can change my mind? Because we're all learning. Like, no one's perfect. This is the growth, again, of the human being experience. So I think I know it's not about the destination of happiness. You're not going to do something and then be like, okay, then I'm going to be happy. You're not going to be in this relationship and say, okay, then I'm going to be happy. Everything is work. So throughout that work, you have to follow it with joy. So if every step in life is bringing you joy, 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 happiness, happiness, and then you're like unhappiness, go back to your happiness, because you'll feel the difference when something feels so right. When you go to a restaurant and you're like, oh my God, I'm going to order this meal because I really want it. It's going to be delicious. You know, it brings you joy. Like, that's what you want. Or you want that ice cream cone. I always talk about food when I'm on a podcast. But then if you're going
to have a podcast pro.
Because I remember I talked about guacamole with ours and I was just like, I'm doing it again. It's fine. Brittany Burger. We like food.
Yeah.
But in addition to that, if you're going to go to a restaurant and order something that you don't want, or you're like, oh, I want that salad, but I want to pick that stuff out, it's because you're following your joy. You're not like, I don't like blue cheese. I'm not just going to eat the blue cheese in my salad because it's there. You're going to be specific about it. And you're going to find the way that that play is going to bring you the most joy. So it's the same thing in life with ideas.
And I do think, too, is who you surround yourself.
Oh, definitely.
Because, for instance, you're one of my most precious friends, because I feel like you're so supportive. You're such a light. You're so positive about things. Even when I talk in the negative, which I tend to do sometimes, you're like, no, it's going to happen. And I'm like,
yeah,
Brittany says it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
But the people you surround yourself can legit help you manifest your dreams even quicker.
For sure.
How do we get around the right people? Do we follow the joy as well? Like, does this person make
for sure?
Good?
For sure.
Is the energy right?
Yeah.
Around them?
Yeah. Because I know that there's some people in my life who I try to keep very positive, high vibrational energy and people around me, and the situations or the places that I show up to or the plans that I go to and who I hang out with, et cetera. And then there's some people who also need healing, who are on their journey, and you can feel a dark energy with them. And with those types of people, I just have to keep my distance. I can still offer love, but I've realized like boundaries. And I have never been good at boundaries. And I'm learning that still, I would say, throughout this whole process of life. but it's what feels good and what doesn't. Like, I know, like, I guess a week or two ago, I went to an event. There was a lot of people there. I haven't been out there in a while. Oh, do you think this picks up?
Just keep going.
Choo-choo. Presence.
You know, we're
this is the presence train. This is when we take a deep breath.
Yes, this is when we're remember where we are. We're present.
And we remember that life is always happening and it's the way that you respond to it.
Amen.
Yes. I went to an event or two events a week or two ago. And I felt like a little anxious and like I couldn't breathe. And I was paying attention to that because I haven't felt that way in so long. And I don't know if it's because I haven't been surrounded by that many people before or because it was just the wrong people. And I know it was the wrong people, by the way. But I just put myself in that position anyway. And it did feel a little bit uncomfortable. But I thought to myself, I can always leave. And I remember I used to feel stuck in situations or if you'd show up someplace. And now I'm really trying to be intentional with my time, again, with who you hang out with and thinking like I can pop by here. You can have people come visit you. You can just take a phone call, but also be aware of who is bringing joy into your life and who is not. And I used to feel bad and keep people close to me for their happiness, not mine. Mm-hmm. And having to choose that and shift it and then back to like our spiritual connection of if someone or something is not right for me, release it and allow ourselves to be protected from that energy so that it's gone hopefully easily and effortlessly and they leave in peace or their distance in peace mm-hmm. while they're on their journey. Because we have to protect our energy or else it's just going to suffocate us.
I agree. But also the energy has to be protected. Like our energy has to be protected by us. Like,
yeah.
I think what most of the time happens with all of us is our insecurity. Mm-hmm. Like we compare ourselves to people.
Yeah.
We don't think we're good enough. We've talked about imposter syndrome like a million times.
Yeah.
How do we like shift that? I've been reading this book, Untethered Soul, and it's about being self-aware of your thoughts mm-hmm. and your mind and kind of, okay, we're all going to think negative at a point, but just, okay, being in the presence of that negative thought, but then letting it go. Being, okay, I'm thinking that, I'm aware of it, but I'm not going to accept that as what is and move on. But you have to be super self-aware.
You have to be self-aware.
So how do we work around our insecurities to become better people, because I think the way we show up is the way that we feel about ourselves.
Yeah.
And we want to show up
feeling good.
You have to believe in yourself first and foremost. Believe that you can do absolutely anything. And I feel like I believe that more than anything because I was able to do this and put this space together and have an idea, you know, a year ago and saying, I want to make this recording studio. I want to have a safe space for women. I want people to come in here and just to create. Like, you don't have to be in music. You just want to meet other beautiful conscious souls who want better for themselves. And that's why you're like, how do we manifest a good tribe or a really great energy? I know that with my morning intentions, I always say, release all that doesn't serve me so I can create space for everything that does and I can receive it, whether it's people, opportunities, resources, certain situations in life that are for your highest good, for your higher self. And then I start meeting amazing people and also asking people like, who do you know in this industry or who would like to go skydiving with me? I don't know. And just putting yourself out of your comfort zone for that, I think is so important. But just being able to manifest in general, you have to believe you deserve it.
Let's go back to the thought. You had this idea. We're here sitting in it.
Like, yeah.
It's crazy. And you had told me about it.
Yeah.
You're living it.
Yeah.
Walk us through that, because did you visualize it before it even came? How did you manifest it? Obviously, there, you know, a lot of people think, oh, I'm going to manifest because I'm going to think about it. And I'm going to think positive thoughts. But you also have to put in the work.
Work.
Because this was
a lot
easy.
Of work. I mean, no, it wasn't. Yeah. I know that I had this idea because when I was writing my second book and my friends in the industry were reading it, they're like, you should be a songwriter. I was like, that's really interesting. Never wrote a song before, but never wrote a book either at that time. So let me just try. And then I realized, oh, I can write. I can also create melodies. I can sing. I can co-executive produce. And I can A&R. We're not singing on the mic.
Oh, okay. I was like, okay.
I'm like, shout out to Eitan, who's like, you can do this. Eitan Benhurin, who's my mentor. No, but he should. I don't want to be an artist, but I want to help other artists be great. But I was thinking, I don't even want to say I was thinking small, but I just thought, what's possible? What would make the most sense? What do I feel like I could handle? And so because I've also been in the event industry for pretty much half my life at this point, but I know that I can also hold space, be able to manage a team, be able to manage a space and have things grow and work the best way that it's possible, but figuring it out along the way and asking questions. So I realized I wanted to have a studio with windows, and I wanted it to feel like a home away from home, where everybody who comes in here, if you had a bad studio experience or you've never recorded before and you want to just record meditation or sound healing, or you want to record a great hit for the first time, or you're a huge artist and want to do a camp, like, I want to help everybody create the best frequency, because music is healing and so is sound healing in general, but it can be made in a high vibrational way where music can just elevate itself, where you really fucking feel it. Like when you put that song on repeat over and over and over again, because it connects with you. Like, I don't want to hear more songs where we're just trying to make a hit for a chart, or if we're talking about things that don't really matter, you know?
Music has to be intentional.
It has to be intentional, just like your morning intention in the morning, or just like a meditation. It's all connected. So I realized, why don't women own studios? Why is nobody really caring about the human side of artists or people in the industry? And when you're human first, before being a creative in general, because I separate them at first, our souls need to be cared and taken care of and listened to and asking, like, are you okay today? How can I help you? Like, where are you today in your journey? And I see you, and let me give you a really strong hug, because maybe you need one, because life can be lonely sometimes, you know? And realizing that no one's asking those questions because everybody's just in workhorse mode. And I wanted to show them, like, you think nobody cares, I care. You don't need to FaceTime a therapist or go to an office for therapy when we can just have an informal conversation on a couch and then get healing and let me clear your blockages and your energy so you can free flow through your process of being yourself and then being whatever you are next.
And healing through your own art. Like, I mean,
yeah. If you're coming here to make music.
And using that art.
Let that be
to create.
Healing, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So this is what I wanted to do. And I was thinking to myself, if it went wrong, whatever, I'll finish my second book. But it's not going to happen because it's going great. But it was, I don't want to say it was hard and difficult, because it definitely was. It was a lot of work. I took maybe 2 days off this entire year since December. And I know that I had to keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. And no one was pushing me but myself, because I invested all my money into this. And I was the boss making all the decisions. And it's not like I'm working for someone who's gonna okay a budget. It's like you're on the spot. You have some things that you need to make a solution for, and little hiccups or mistakes where it's like money's down the drain, but you gotta keep going anyway. And then making sure that your team is strong and that they're still energetically on the same alignment as you, because you need everybody who comes into the space to feel welcomed and to feel loved and to feel in alignment with who they are and what the mission is, which is mental health awareness and feeling like somebody cares about you. And having a friend, you know, and meeting friends here. Like, I love that my friends come to work here sometimes, because I'm like, perfect, you're here. Let me connect you with this person, connect this person. Like,
she's the biggest connector.
Yeah, I just wanted to, I'm like, you know what? If I have my own hub that I can help everybody else connect to each other, and all the women in these industries, especially in Miami, making it a mindful mecca for mental health, meditation, music, and more.
And I know you're like the person that tells me a lot about energy and how you could read it on people. What am I looking like today?
I'm a little nervous.
I'm a little nervous. Not gonna lie. I'm never nervous because this is, you know how you said bring joy and the things that bring you joy. This brings me joy. Like, this is me being in my true essence. Because I love this.
Yeah.
But I don't know why I'm nervous. Maybe because I'm now doing it by myself. I don't know.
I think it's nervous excited, because you are here with a hot, excited energy. You are ready for this new chapter right now. I'm like, I'll intuitively read you for a second. You are ready for this new chapter, but it's to a point where it's like you're not thinking about it. You're doing it. So you jumped both feet in. Mm-hmm. Like, you're finally like submerged into the ocean. You're not just like waiting to step in first to see if the water is cold or hot. Like, you're in and out. Now you're swimming
for a little bit.
Yeah. Now you're swimming, because first you're like, I don't know. So the moment that we take those steps forward of action with intention,
That's when the magic happens,
and it meets you where you're at. So when you jump into those goals and into the unknown, everything else that we talk about that you want manifested will come to you. Because when we're stagnant on our dreams and our joy, and we really want to do something, and it takes time, just like relationships, takes time, like everything, you have to create space for. So you're creating space for yourself right now, and I'm so proud of you, because I know how busy you are and how much you show up for everyone, and now you're showing up for yourself.
Yeah,
and I'm going to hold you accountable.
Yes.
You know it.
Yes. No, that's why I'm here, and that's why we're recording the first episode, and it's with you, because I knew that you were going to kickstart it with positive energy. Mm-hmm. And outside of like the healing of music, you do Reiki, you do sound bowl healing. How is that like shifting energy for someone? I mean, I've done it with you.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's an ongoing thing that you should
for be sure, doing. For sure, for sure.
But I love just like how it works.
Yeah.
So if you can get into that.
For sure. I think with energy healing in general, what I love about it the most is that we can have an off day in the middle of the day, or you just wake up that way, or before you go to sleep, something might happen, something might trigger you, and you still have to go on with your day and show up, you know? And so the most beautiful thing about the Reiki and the sound healing is because of its frequencies, and it's also pulling out energy of your body, where we have 7 chakras, and some of the chakras can be blocked, which means if you're blocked, you're not in alignment, so you feel off. So it's getting back into that state. Meditation can also help. But when some people just need a friend to talk to and to vent or to go to therapy, this is an alternative way where energetically you don't need to have words to feel a certain way. Mm-hmm. Just like it's like when you're looking at someone in their eyes with intention, like there can be love there or there can be understanding there, and you don't need words. It's energy. When you meet someone, you connect with them or you don't. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we pull out the energy. We make it move and flow freely through your body so that everything is unblocked and you can fully channel yourself through each part of yourself, whether it's your heart, your mind, your sacral, your soul, or your root, your spirit, and you're feeling more light and that you're able to be unstoppable and go along the day where you remind yourself, I'm okay, and that everything is possible. And sometimes we need this cleanup. Like if you're going to the gym every single day and you're like, why aren't there results? Why aren't there results? Because you have to keep going, you know? We take a shower to be clean, but we also need to clean our energy with that.
Right. And what is our role as the manifester? I feel like we, okay, here comes another. It's okay, guys. It's just reminding us that we have to be self-aware as manifestors. And what I feel like we just have to be joy, be happiness, be all the positivity, right?
Yeah, because you want, when you are thinking of manifestation, you want to think of it as that you are a magnet. Mm. So whatever you want and you're putting out is coming to you. So if you're putting out bad energy and bad energy and bad intentions will mirror and come back to you. If you are, even relationship-wise, it's like if you're going after the same guys or the same girls and it feels...
You triggered me.
You're like, me.
We need to do Reiki for that one.
I know.
We tapping in, girl.
Deep breaths. Shimmy shake the shoulders off with that energy. If you're going after the same people or the same type of patterns are coming into your life, it's like you need to make a change. You need to say no. N-O. You want something better. Because I'm like, I'm not going to settle.
No,
you know? If
shouldn't.
I order my coffee hot and you're going to bring it to me lukewarm, I'm going to heat that shit up. So it's like the same thing when it comes to, here's the thing. I'm like, if we talk about manifesting partnerships, but anything,
yes,
anything in general. Yeah. If you're manifesting partnership, like you have to create space for this person and you need to want to spend time with them, but you need to know that you're also deserving of the energy that they're giving you. Because again, you don't want to settle for something that's not right for you. Mm-hmm. You want to have the rainbows and the flowers and like everything to be great. And you can have that. But we have to align with that energy. And I also believe like we have our soul mission. Our soul mission is what you're meant to do as Gabby by yourself in this world, okay? So when you carry that out fully, it's like we have a contract where things happen on a timeline. It's not our timeline, it's God's time, it's divine timing. So as you keep going and you're going into your path, whatever's meant for you is gonna meet you where you're at because you're never ever gonna miss an opportunity. And I've been in situations where I was like, damn, should have went up to that person, said that or whatever for business, or maybe should have went around this. And now I'm like, no. If I want to stay home tonight, it's fine because every opportunity is still going to find me. Amen. Or if I want to say no to this line of eligible bachelors, but I'm not connected to them. I'm just going to keep going.
Basically, it's this or better.
This or better. Always, or better. Always, always. And trusting your gut. But you got to choose yourself. Like, your deservingness and your self-worth is the key to unlock everything. Like if I didn't feel that I was worthy enough to go on this journey in business, then I wouldn't have done it.
Yes.
Because there's times that it tests you. And I had people tell me not to do this and told me that maybe it wouldn't work. Not the concept, but just being like, why would you open your own recording studio if there's so many? And I'm like, it doesn't matter about them. I'm not even trying to compete with anyone, which there is no competition because the concept is new. Just in terms of like, I want to do this for the world. This is my mission. I already know it works. I'm going to do it anyway.
Right. And that's where it comes with the intention. Like
anything
that we do, there has to be an intention behind and a purpose.
Yeah.
Just like the podcast. I wanted to highlight women like you, to educate women out there that maybe don't have mentors and they could like see themselves through you. Okay, one day I can have an idea and I can make it happen just like Brittany did. And I shouldn't be scared of it.
No, because... And if you are, that's okay. Mm-hmm. It just shows that you need to upgrade and elevate in your journey for a bigger leap because we're so comfortable all the time.
Yeah.
So not saying I'm not comfortable now. I'm very comfortable now that we're here. My shoes are off in the Mindful Music Lab. But you still have to keep pushing because now it's like you have bills to pay. Like you have to just keep going and operate this business, especially for me. I've never had my own physical space to run and manage. So you kind of learn as you go. You ask people for advice and guidance and you make it happen.
And you're rocking it. She has done a lot of great programming already in the space. I look forward to partnering up with her to do an event here for us. This is our official partner where we're going to record the podcast. So there's a ton of things that she's doing already. So if you're local to Miami area or you're coming in as a visitor or anything, like make sure to come by. Brittany is super open, you know, and sweet. And if you have any questions too, just DM her. You must get tons of DMs, though.
I know. I'm learning how to respond to my text messages. It's interesting. Like, I've never been this busy before in my life. And then what I go through is, like, I feel really guilty not being able to be there for my family or my friends and show up as much as I used to. Because I would really take the time to check in with people. And I feel like I'm still working through that. And I want to get better at that. And it, like, makes me, like, emotional and guilty still. But I have to let that go because I know this is a shift. And I know people understand. But just trying to do the best you can. And just reminding myself in this situation, again, that, like, this is the best version of yourself now. Every day, things might happen. But you just have to take a deep breath. Yeah. Keep going. And
this is your legacy, Brittany. This is what you're, like, this is your legacy. Like, that. This is going to be successful. We're going to claim it. And it's going to be something you're leaving to your kids, to your family, to, like, your legacy.
That's wild.
This is, you've changed a little bit, whatever it is in music that needs it so much. I heard that right now there's an epidemic of loneliness going on in the U.S. and in the world. I don't know if it was triggered by the pandemic, but people are lonely out there. People are hurting. And imagine, like, one day they could just go somewhere and feel, like, loved and accepted.
I feel like that's what I also realize in the industry, in and outside the industry, that people are like, where are my people? Where they end a relationship and their whole relationship was all of their friends or family members. When you're in a relationship for so long, it's like you lose that whole team and then you also feel alone and then you're trying to look for new people. And I feel like this whole AI thing also and everything happening with technology is kind of bringing people away from the human connection, and we need to get back. And it's like, look up, get off your phones, read a book, go somewhere you've never went before, try a yoga class. Like, you want to do connections, like, get into the gym because you meet new people, and it's programming where you're at the same class every day or every Wednesday, whatever it is, and you meet new people. And I think that for people who are actually suffering from loneliness, which also creates anxiety and depression and so on, that's why I'm like, energy healing, like, let's refuel your heart, let's rebuild it, let's plant seeds where if you put your hands over your heart and you take a deep breath in and you're like, what do I want to add into my life? And it's love and it's abundance, it's alignment, it's peace, it's the people and opportunities that will bring you joy but that make you feel good every single day. And it's fighting the mental illness and the mental health part that makes you feel less than or not enough or lonely. And it's all about moving your body, moving the energy, and speaking good energy into yourself. So that's when we go back to positive thinking again from the beginning. When we manifest, I don't want you to think like, I want love, I need love. It's not that, it's I am love. Mm-hmm. And I think love would make me even better. Mm-hmm. And I want that to be received and I surrender it to allow it to happen at the time it's supposed to, you know? Or I want that opportunity.
That's one of my things.
It's like, speaking, not saying like, I don't want this. We can't say that. It needs to say, I am this. Mm-hmm. And so I deserve this. Yeah. And I am receiving this.
I definitely
because
do. I'm like coaching myself through all of this.
Yeah, because with the universe, time doesn't exist. So it's like you don't want to think about I had or I'm going to. It's not past, future, it's presence. Because something can happen right now. Like with who I told you was here yesterday and she was doing all the cards and she was also saying I don't, I want, whatever. And I helped her with her shift. And right when she ended, she's like, oh my God, this person called me. This is happening. This got on Spotify, whatever, like within moments. And it's because she opened up that channel and she finally felt deserving and she released all of her emotions. And that wasn't even in Reiki. That was just having a conversation. So you don't even need the healing. You just need the opening of the mind and to follow through with it fluidly to be able to flow. Mm-hmm. And then continue on.
I think any type of affirmation cards are awesome. Angel cards are awesome. Tarot cards if you're into it. And so basically you can get cards from any spiritual place. Crystals.com. My friend Brittany has amazing cards as well. We'll start selling them in our lab. And you just kind of shuffle them. You can shuffle them as well in your hands if you want. And I want you to have an intention. What do I need to hear that for you? That's your question. Yeah. So you say, what do I need to hear? Universe, angels, tell me. Mm-mm-mm. And then you kind of pull out however many cards that you want. I mean, those are a lot. Normally, I'd be like, that's the one. But do with intention, take a deep breath. So it's what feels good.
Whichever one comes out.
Yeah. Okay. Or which one you want to pick. Yeah. So
there you go.
Okay. Oh my God. Should we read it?
Yes.
Okay. Your emotions are healing, which enables you to open to greater love. I will help you release anger and unforgiveness from your heart and mind.
Beautiful. Let's do another.
Everybody's going to be like, I want to come to the Mindful Music Lab to pull cards. You can.
So what does it mean when you pull a card, though? Like, is that just like...
Really? Oh, and you have art. Yeah, Raphael and Uriel. I'm helping you heal physical challenges in yourself and others. You are a healer like me.
Is that what it says?
That's what it says. So you just read them.
You were a healer.
I don't know if you can zoom
that
in,
I have good energy. I do have to put that energy.
You do. You do.
In certain parts of my life. Because I feel like a lot of the other parts I'm very confident about. But, you know, the love situation has always been, you know, me and you talk about it.
I think and I know that you are absolutely amazing in everything that you do in life. And that whatever's meant for you is coming. And I say that till day one because we just need to keep going on and on. I mean, listen, I'm like, we're both amazing. We're both amazing. Babe. Claim it. It's not ego. It's confidence. Because when you do so much work on yourself, you know, and you want the best for yourself, that's what you require. And that's who you need to be to match that frequency and the magnetism and attract that. So I'm like, we're both amazing. Like when that person comes, we will create all the space in the world that we can at that time to let that love in. And it can happen unexpectedly. But we're not going to. And you have.
Maybe your mission is just so big that we have to do our mission for right now.
And yeah, but it can. But
your partner will arrive.
Not even that. It's like you're in your mission. They're at the same speed. It's just the timing of if not this, something better. And then it will lock in. So I feel that it was coming because you're here now.
Yeah.
Like you've been wanting to do this for months and months and months. And like the more that you keep doing this and having your events and growing
and
the brand.
The flow.
Yeah. And the community stuff. And you know, I'm going to help you. We're going to kick this shit off.
Yeah.
Everything else will just come to you because you have to remember you are a magnet. If there's any advice from this whole episode, it's that you are a magnet for greatness and for manifestation and for everything that you want and need. And I don't want you to ever think that you're not deserving because you are. And if you have to say to yourself every day, I am conscious, I'm awake, I am healed, I am loved, I am balanced, I'm in alignment, I'm abundant, I am blessed, and everything that is meant for me comes for me and to me easily and effortlessly. That is the intention you need to have with everything. You are deserving. Your self-worth is important. Love yourself. And if you feel insecure in any way, write a whole list of why you are greatness and why you are amazing. Because if someone is showing you less than that, they're not meant to be in your life, at least for right now. But kick them out.
Yes. I love you.
I love you.
This is great. I think this is a great start to a beautiful season 6. I'm excited for what's to come. Thank you, Brittany, for having us here at the Mindful Music Lab. I know it's going to be our home for this season. And thank you, everyone, for joining us on this conversation. And we have so much coming. And
can't wait.
I'm excited. Season 6, baby.
Let's go.
Woo! I love you.
Love you.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you.
Yay!
We did it.
You're listening to Girls Gone Boss.
Hosted by Gabby Ortega.